Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, July 25th. Looks like the grains will start off higher here today. Overnight, we had December corn up 14.5 cents at 578.75. September wheat up 23 cents, 782, and November beans up 18.25 at 1334. The wheat led us higher with the Russians within 24 hours of signing the agreement bombed an Odessa port. Doesn't look like it did a whole lot of damage. The Ukrainians still claim they're going to be able to export 5 to 6 million metric tons of grain a month out of those ports. The question becomes, will the Russians allow safe passage for any of those boats? And that remains to be seen out here. I don't know, you know, I'd never believe the Russians would, you know, abide by this agreement. Is this just the first salvo? Or are they just trying to throw a monkey wrench into the works here? I don't know. But overall, I still think grain's going to get exported out of there. And the U.S. has been out of the business. We're not competitive right now. People want other wheat around the world. And if the Ukrainians can export 5 to 6 million metric tons, I think that's going to be more than adequate out here. But I guess there's a little bit of scare of what the Russians are going to do out here. The weather has been really pretty good. Plenty of rains around the country. Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska all getting really good rains today. North Carolina is getting rains. So a lot of the trouble spots getting some good rains. Make no mistake about it. It's late in the season, but these rains will help out here. Tonight we'll get crop progress reports. I'm guessing we'll see a little bit of improvements out here. We'll have export inspections at 10 o'clock. We've got the Fed meeting Tuesday and Wednesday, so we'll get an update on interest rates. General consensus seems to be another 75 basis points, but it could be a full basis point out here. Nobody really knows, so that'll be the big key. We'll have export sales for the week on Thursday. But overall, you know, the weather doesn't look that bad, but next week it starts to get hot and dry again. And we're not going to see temperatures pushing up into the hundreds, but Kansas and Nebraska go back to a couple of days in the high 90s. Very little rain next week, but this week they're getting plenty of rains. So I don't really see that big of a problem out here. These crops, the genetics today, they wait for the rains. They're getting the rains, and I think it's going to be a big boost. We saw one corn yield out here at 174.9. That was down 2% from trend line. That was before all these rains. So I think we're getting fairly close to trend line yields out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.